Good morning.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm good, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for a little person to come, so I'm probably going to be going on mute pretty quickly.
Has arrived. Good morning. Did someone else just join Elaine and I?
Good morning, Betty.
Has arrived.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great.
That's good. And I thought I heard someone else join us as well.
It's me on mute.
Hi, Nancy.
Are you Betty?
Cold.
Huh? Well,
it's cold.
It's March. What is
March?
We had spring last weekend. Do you think it's going to continue?
Tell us, the eternal optimist.
Oh, listen. At least if we get 16 inches of snow in a couple of weeks, it'll be gone 2 days later.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Nancy.
And we have done that.
Yeah. I think they were just saying this morning on TV that that big St. Patrick's Day snow was just, I don't know whether it was last year or how many years ago, but it was on this date, and I'm like, oh, how quickly I forget.
Oh, yes, I block those things really fast.
Deep.
Yeah, although there are some that for some reason do have some memory in my little brain up there, but most of them I just sleep away.
It's not real nice. I don't want to remember it.
I'm with you. And actually, I'm seeing a little bit of brightness in the room right now, which is not what they were predicting. So we'll see what these sweeps that they say we're going to get today, just to get three of them going through.
Has arrived.
They haven't given any amount of fans that are going through today. They were just saying it'll happen all day long.
Oh, yeah. Well, ours are going to be a lot of lake effect, probably. But since when do they name winter storms? Is this the first year I can ever remember that?
I don't remember them doing it either.
Guess it gives them something to do.
Yes.
Someone else just join us and like to say hi?
Good morning.
Good morning, Char.
And that was Joanne, too.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
I was going through, well, I guess before I start into anything, does anybody have anything to report? Any points or anything you want to talk about?
Woody has arrived.
I think that was Whitney. Was that right?
Yep. Hello. Good morning.
This is Char. How are you? I just had to say hi. Jumped in front of Betty.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And the baby?
She's doing good.
The baby that's trying getting to very big.
Yep.
Anyway. Go ahead, Betty. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in front of you there, but I just had to say hi to Whitney.
No problem. I'll tell you that I'm still struggling as far as my points with, I guess I'm only at 7 at this point. I missed out on exercise again yesterday. That's my biggest thing to push for, and that will begin today. Regardless, I am determined, and I didn't journal the way I should have yesterday either, so I'm a little lacking there. We'll get back on track. I have to say, though, that
in taking the KVB, I have less interest in racing for food, and maybe that's part of my journaling issue, is the fact that most times I could care less about food after I take my my KVB, so it just isn't a pressing issue anymore like it used to be. And that's a plus.
That sounds huge to me.
Yeah, it is to me. It's just not my focus, and before it was like I was always planning what I needed to do or wanted to do for the next go round, the next meal. So yeah, that's a major change for me.
I guess maybe I should think about that a little bit too, because my refrigerator is almost empty, and that's a no brainer, except for the condiments that are left in there. Oh dear. I mean, for as much as I talk about it, I'm not doing nearly as much about it, I guess.
Yeah, and I also am amazed at the amount of energy
has arrived.
You'd think that would lead me more to think about exercise, and that's what I think I need to focus on. Not that it needs to be an overwhelming thing as far as exercise is concerned, but it does have to play a part in my day.
You and me both, Betty.
Yeah, so that's where I am with the KVB. Anybody else have anything to talk about with it?
Just a recommendation or a suggestion,
Jeannie, has arrived.
If you're having problems moving your body, try doing it 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah, you know, in my basement, I have a treadmill. I have an elliptical bike. I have a little trampoline jumper. And everything got loaded with stuff on it, like, it'll hold boxes, it'll hold the sweeper, whatever I could dump on it. You know, I had all my Christmas boxes out and on top of things. So my thing was that I had to get that cleaned up so I could exercise. Ha ha. That was an excuse. I did get it cleaned off yesterday, so that's why I'm saying, today I need to, get involved with what I have there.
Well, but that took work to clean it off, number one. Do you have a TV down there?
Pardon me?
Do you have a TV downstairs?
I do.
Okay. You know, if it's not in a place where you're going to use it, move it.
Right. Right, absolutely.
You know, if mine were in the basement, I would never, ever, ever, ever use it, though.
Yeah, I have everything set up there to make it convenient to do. It's just moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Yeah. Is your washer and dryer down there?
Yeah.
So do it after you throw a load of wash, and then when it's ready to go in the dryer, you'll be finished.
That's a good idea.
Or do you ever watch Oz while you're doing that?
No, you know I don't, because he doesn't come on until 4:00 in the afternoon here.
Okay.
So I really like to get something done earlier, you know, as far as exercising if I can, but
maybe if you haven't got it done by then, say, I can't watch Oz unless I go downstairs and watch it on TV.
Okay. That sounds like a good suggestion.
That gives you a deadline.
Yes.
Because you can definitely watch Oz and do the exercising.
Yes.
Even if you want to take notes, you could stop for a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
I'm going to get it in for you. I don't know that I'm going to get it in for me, because I'm not sure I'm going to get out to the greenhouse today. Oh, gee.
Well, I was reading an article that says sugar is the main cause of type 2 diabetes, not other factors. And it's saying the precise connection between sugar intake, obesity, and type 2 diabetes has been a hotly debated point of contention in the scientific community for many years, but new research published in the open access journal, PLOS-1, appears to have made a significant breakthrough on the subject as it pinpoints sugar intake as the primary cause of type 2 diabetes, independent of other factors such as obesity and being overweight. I thought that was really, really very significant, because we've spent so much time blaming so many other things. But what they're saying is it's the availability of sugar in our country that that is just such a problem. And it says all forms of refined sugar may be equally threatening, but each 150 kilocalories per person per day increase in total calorie availability related to a 0.1% rise in diabetes prevalence, which is not significant, and that's on calories, whereas the 150 kilocalories person a day rise in sugar availability, which is one 12-ounce can of a soft drink, was associated with a 1.1% rise in diabetes prevalence. And I thought that was really an interesting fact, that our focus should be on the amount of sugar consumption. And we've talked about that being a really severe problem on many of our calls before. But for me, it was never put in that that plain a sentence or a thought. Anybody have any thoughts about that?
I heard on the news yesterday, while I was having lunch, I turned the TV on one of the channels, and Mayor Bloomberg in New York City had
yes.
asked for a ban on sugary drinks. And they were talking about that. It must have been Fox News. I thought, well, good for him. I mean, and one guy was saying that he was making a statement and being a leader, whether people liked it or not, and it may not have been good for his public image, but I thought, what a great thing for a leader like that in the community to stand up against that. And this past weekend, my friend of mine who I'm becoming friends with, anyway, she has two teenage boys, and I know they're going to have this issue, you know, so I need to talk with her about, and it just did with the sodas, you know.
Right.
And
Bloomberg is also the one who cut the size of drinks that you can get in New York City.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I think that's a great stand. I know people need to be educated and, you know, that kind of thing about it to make their own decisions, but...
Well, that's exactly what he was saying, was that what he tried to do in that was to make people aware, to be conscious of their choices and what they're doing. He said that if they wanted 32 ounces, they could go out and buy the 16-ounce ones or whatever he was saying was recommending, and get two of them or three of them or four of them, whatever they wanted, so they could still have the amount they wanted. But what he was doing was calling attention and putting focus on the fact that that isn't the best option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, the judge overturned his edict or whatever it was that he put out and said it was unconstitutional, but he couldn't do that.
Yes, I saw that too. So,
there's a lot of sugars in the news a lot lately. I've noticed it's so it's getting a good it's out in the population, so I think we can talk about it with people too.
Well, the people who are overweight, you can't tell me that a good percentage of that isn't from eating too much sugar.
Yeah.
So they're both connected to diabetes, I would suspect.
Mm-hmm.
They could just say processed food, and that would take care of the whole thing. Hit on the processed food, which of course they can't do because that's where all the money is.
Absolutely.
And if they cut out processed food, they're not going to get near the amount of sugar, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in everything that's processed. You know, if they're just grabbing a piece of fruit or if they're grabbing a vegetable, they're still not going to get the amount of that they would get in processed food. So, you know, when they start talking about that, then they're really going to take a hit because, you know, again, that's the money following it. So, or people following the money.
Can you imagine how empty a grocery store would be without all the processed food?
Oh, there'd be nothing left.
It's put it all the way, all the middle of the stores.
Have to go back to the mom and pop market.
Exactly. Exactly. Where you have the basic ingredients for everything and not all the processed junk that people don't read the labels and find out what really is in there.
Yeah, you
so
look at that little tiny... Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
You look at the little tiny section of it compared to the percentage of the whole store where you've got everything fresh, and it really is. It would cut down the sizes of them hugely. And the only way that's going to happen, if people stop buying it, they'll start going out of business.
Well, that's what we've been saying for a long time. You vote with what you take to the cash register when you're checking out.
I mean, my cart is tiny compared to what it used to be. I mean, even with just two of us before, because of the difference of what I buy and process.
Yeah, mine too. I find a really big difference. It sometimes amazes me when I look at my cart and think about what used to be.
Or in comparison to somebody else standing in line.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, with their bottles of soda hanging on the side. Oh my goodness, that just sends me into fits.
Especially one of our stores has just gotten some smaller carts in, so you don't have to take the great big ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened all over up here. A lot of, and the health food store is definitely minute compared to the other carts.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen that here in all of our stores as well. You have your choice. But, back to this article on all forms of refined sugar may be equally threatening. According to the study, it means that sugar specifically is a more significant causative factor in triggering diabetes than mere calorie intake, or even just being overweight or obese. In other words, being overweight or obese in and of itself may not play nearly the same size role that sugar plays in causing diabetes. However, overweight or obesity triggered in large part by excess sugar consumption may be one in the same with excess sugar consumption by a skinny person in terms of diabetes risk. And you know, you always think that if people are thinner, that they don't stand that same challenge as far as diabetes is concerned, but that isn't true. It is, like they're saying here, it is the sugar that's the trigger, not your actual size. So that's a real big statement, I think.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it says, what sets this study apart from similar studies conducted in the past is that
all influencing factors were taken into account and properly controlled in order to arrive at the most accurate and conclusive findings possible. According to Rob Lustig, a pediatric endocrinologist at the University of California, San Francisco, and one of the study's four primary authors, it would be virtually impossible to construct a study more accurate and robust. So I think that says a lot in some of the things that we've read and seen before, and to really pinpoint the sugar part of this. And that makes me happy that's being pointed out, because it's such a huge factor in so much of our health, not just focusing on the diabetes, but so many other aspects.
Do you guys get... Are you getting any more in your newspapers on, like, recipes? This is just a thought for doing one little tip I picked up yesterday that was in the newspaper was a gal that said, you know, if you don't have your beans on hand and you don't want to use canned ones, a way around that, you know, because it takes a little longer to start with the dried, it's less expensive, and you got sodium under control there also, which is a really big plus. That we should, that it would be easy to just have them cook them up dried, and then she spreads them out on a sheet, a cookie sheet or something, a pan. And, puts them in the freezer and, freezes them. And then when they're frozen, she just, breaks them up. If, you know, if they're touching each other, they may have frozen together, in other words. And she just tosses them around and breaks them up and then bags them. And then she can dig in and get the amount out that she wants, right down to the, you know, quarter of a cup or whatever. And, doesn't disturb the rest of the beans and has them available. And when she runs out, she does another big batch of whatever she wants. And I thought, well, that was a great idea.
That is. That's a super
idea. It's like we would freeze up, you know, berries, lay them out and quick freeze them and then put them into, bags. Well, the same thing with the, beans. And I thought, man, that's a super idea. I gotta get my freezer down under control. Get rid of the stuff I'm not using that's in there, and do some of these things, because it definitely would make it would save time and make it so much more convenient.
Yeah, it's great, because I always do have some beans left over of whatever I'm making when I do the dry ones, and it only calls for, you know, a 14-ounce can or whatever, and so when you have that all measured out, there's some left, and so I just throw them in a bag and freeze them, but then you have no idea and no way of measuring unless you defrost that whole bag again and start from the beginning.
You could weigh it, Betty, and portion it out in the recipe. Your little scales of what's frozen. I do that quite frequently. In fact, often when I freeze it, I even throw it on the scale beforehand and then weigh it and write that on the bag, so I don't even have to do it when I'm, you know, pulling it out. But,
yeah.
You know, it would be nicer to have what you could just take out what you needed and do it that way. The reason I ask about the recipes, if you guys are not seeing many vegan recipes come down, we could ask for them. I mean, our newspaper is loaded with them. It's about, it's getting close to 50% is vegan recipes in there. And, of course, they got a vegan writer for the newspaper. And asking, you know, sending an email and asking, or even submitting one and saying it would be fun to see more vegan recipes, since that's the way I eat and it would save time not needing to adjust.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We certainly don't have much around here as far as vegan recipes are concerned.
And we definitely have enough that we've got accumulated that we could send them some to say, this is one of my favorites. Are you interested in running anything that, you know, can point to recipes that can point to better health? And then give them a tip or something and see if it makes any difference if anything gets published.
Yeah,
I guess if there was some of it coming in or enough of it coming in, they'd definitely take notice. This is what, you know, the readers are wanting, so.
True.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I'll do that.
Just another thought to bring awareness up. Yeah, thanks, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking online. We don't purchase the newspaper much, but I'm just looking here online on our the headline, there's a Mediterranean diet's healthy and good for you, and then there's quinoa burgers fit vegetarian bill. And then they have some exercise things.
Or Jeannie, too, when you don't see it that often, thank them for the fact that they're offering healthier choices.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea
as well.
That would be a good way to be involved in the community a little bit, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though we have a giant city.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pull, like-minded people for a good start. I've got an appointment with a gal this morning. She called me, the one that I told you I hadn't heard from for 6 months, and when she was Queen of Cancer, she called and said, I just have to let you know that I'm clean, and I couldn't call you until she got Denny on the phone the first time. She got him on the phone last night, just by chance. So she had to, you know, go through it. It says, I want you to know who I am because, you know, I spoke out and she felt like I'd helped direct her and gave her the courage. And she called last night and she says, or yesterday afternoon, and she said, I need to talk to Char. And so Denny says, well, she's right here. And, you know, he could sense in her voice. And she said, I know that you're busy and you just haven't gotten around to me yet, but which is the truth. I had not forgotten about her, but not scheduled an appointment. And she said, I need to talk with you. Could you fit me into your schedule to talk? And I said, I most certainly can. Is tomorrow okay? And what time tomorrow is good for you? So I'm meeting her shortly after I get off the call this morning. But, you know, I don't know what it's about. I'm just going prepared with different things. So definitely with the recipes and definitely with what we've got, you know, my notebook that I take that's got all the products in it, that as well as a catalog, as well as I had offered to get her something special, and it was the book called I Declare, because I know she needs the strength from that direction also. So, guys, I'll let you know on Monday how it turns out.
Yeah.
If not a clip before.
What's the I Declare?
The I Declare is Joel Osteen's. It's a short read, a statement for the day. And been really, really, really powerful for several people. I've turned on to it. And it's a short enough read that, and applies to life in all ways, but it's the attitude of the statement that makes stronger than what I would say to myself, much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, take a look at it when you go in the store, Jeannie. Walmart has a great price on it, and I laid it down twice and wasn't going to get it, and then I got it, and I'm glad I have, because I'm going through it for the third time now. It's a 31-day or a 30-day read.
Okay. Good.
But, you know, different ones jump out at you on different days because you're in a different space each time you do it. So it's different things, like anything else. The repetition is really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're about at that time. Does anybody else have anything to say before we wrap it up?
Thank you, Betty. Good call.
Yes. Oh, it's good to be back on.
Thank you.
Oh, we've missed you, Anita.
Thanks.
Yes, I was thinking that when I heard her voice, too.
Absolutely. So one little statement, motivational quote of the day. Don't look for miracles. You yourself are the miracle. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's powerful. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a great day.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.